land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island.
For more than 20 years, I frequently commuted between the Monterey Peninsula and San Luis Obispo County, traveling along U.S. Highway 101. I love it when I have a little extra time to explore the side roads and backcountry in close proximity to Highway 101. For years, when I traveled through King City, I'd notice a sign on the side of the road entitled San Lorenzo County Park, and then something about RV parking. And then one day I thought, I'm going to see what this park is all about. I exited the freeway at the northern end of King City, and mere yards away was the entrance to San Lorenzo County Park, and was just blown away by what I found there. Yes, there's RV camping and there's tent camping with more than 90 campsites, but the real gem was to discover that the park is a showcase of the Salinas Valley's agricultural history. And the centerpiece showcase is the Monterey County Agricultural and Rural Life Museum. The other day I stopped in and the timing was excellent. When I entered the old 1903 King City train station, there was Jessica Potts, the executive director of the Monterey County Agricultural Rural Life Museum. I asked her if she had time to chat and she gladly agreed. I'm Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a visit with Jessica Potts at the San Lorenzo County Park in King City.
The dust clouds rolling, the voice coming chanting, and the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me.
Hi, Jessica. Tell us about Monterey County's best-kept secret in parkland right here in King City.
We're located in a beautiful county park of over 200 acres, has some really great camping, full hookup, RV. It's a really great stop when you're passing through 101. And a part of the park is a museum, which actually has seven buildings. We focus on agriculture and rural life at the turn of the century up to World War II. And we have some actual historical buildings. We have the King City Train Depot, which was a part of King City. And we have a one-room schoolhouse, which is a very important part of our school tour program, as well as a farmhouse that was on the Spreckles Ranch, a blacksmith shop, a tractor barn, a regular exhibit barn that covers agriculture as it grew through the time span, as well as a history of irrigation museum.
You have a lot of outdoor exhibits. How many tractors do you have here that are scattered throughout the property?
30 to 40 pieces of equipment. A good majority of them run. There's a lot of farm implements also that we have on display out in the park, which adds a really nice touch to the area.
So on special event days, you fire up some of the tractors and the kids can watch them operate?
We definitely do. One of the days that you'll see most of them in action is the 4th of July. We participate in the annual town parade.
Great photo opportunity, I bet.
Definitely is. Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit more. This is a place that somebody heading north or south on 101 could stop in for an hour or two, or you could spend a weekend, literally. You could set up camp or set up your RV, right?
You definitely can. It's a great place to stop and use as a restroom break on your way through to have a nice picnic or come for the weekend. There is a lot to do in the area as well as here at the park. It would take you a good couple hours to really see the museum in its entirety. And then there's the wine industry that's here locally. It's a really great stopping point.
We are right in front of the train depot.
Correct. This is the King City Train Depot, and as I said, it was located on First Street in King City. It was used as actually a functioning train depot. It was moved down here in the late 80s to save it from destruction. It was renovated and is now not only has a conference room, but it has a really great museum that shows what a train depot would have looked like during that time period.
And let's talk school. I've been here before. One of my most memorable little moments was in the one-room schoolhouse. That is well done.
It is definitely one of our crowning jewels of the museum. We use it heavily for the school tour program. Between April and June, we see just over 1,400 third and fourth graders from Monterey County come through here, and they are able to spend a day in the life of a student at the turn of the century. You take them into the schoolhouse, they're able to sit down in a desk, use a slate, use chalk, see what it was really like for a student back then, compare it to their life nowadays, getting there, the difficulties, how important school was to a student back then. So it really is a wonderful aspect of our museum.
Tell us about some of your other favorite things things not to be missed experiences here.
The exhibit barn itself is really great because it has a lot of hands-on interactions. We try to keep the museum so that a student can come in, get an educational experience, but have fun doing it. And so that's why I think that exhibit is really great. It starts from the mission times with the Indians, moves around up to, it ends with a town scene. So you kind of get a feeling of agriculture through the valley as well as a small community. And as I said, there's a lot of hands-on, and every time we upgrade an exhibit, we try to incorporate that. One of the other things that we do is really neat is we have a working blacksmith shop, and we are only able to get it open and running a couple times a year. But when we do, it's really a sight to be seen. We had a class with a local 4-H, and they were able to come in, and we had about 16 students come in and use a couple of the forges, make some iron, bend some iron, you know, with the heat. And it was really, really a great experience.
That's so cool. So they really get a palpably living history experience here.
Yes, they do. And then when we are able to get the tractors out and we have that, there's some really unique pieces that they actually get to see started up and moving. So that's really great, too.
Tell us some more. This is just wonderful.
The History of Irrigation Museum is one of our newest museums. It came in the early 90s, and it has a theater in it. And so there's a wonderful movie on irrigation in the Salinas Valley that teaches the students quite a bit when they come through. And it's also a favorite of adult visitors as well. The Spreckles House is a really unique experience. You get to walk through a farmhouse and see how small and what life would have been like back then with the limitations that they would have had. The children are always amazed at, well, what do they do? How do they entertain themselves? And so that's really a great opportunity also. I think a unique thing to know about the park itself is that this was originally a Spreckles ranch.
Oh, it was. Interesting.
Yes, it was. The house here that we have comes from Ranch 1, so it was not this ranch. This was actually Ranch 3, but that's where this area originates.
This was a sugar beet ranch. What did Spreckles do here?
Yes, he did sugar beets. Mm-hmm. That was actually one of our starting functions here. We had a board member who was very involved in the sugar beets, and so that was a really, you know, close to his heart function. You can see there's a sign over there shows sugar beets. In our harvester barn, there is a sugar beet harvester. So there are some really unique pieces of equipment that go along with those. The house itself was brought here in the early 80s. It was one of the original buildings. The barn that I mentioned earlier is a replica, and it was one of the first buildings built. But at the same time, they're also working on getting the La Gloria Schoolhouse in and the Spreckles House in. So they are one of the original part of the original museum.
Your position with Monterey County Agricultural and Rural Life Museum, is it all focused here at the San Lorenzo Park, or do you do things throughout the county?
I am focused here at the park, the museum. One of my big focuses is on programming and promoting of the museum. We want to start reaching out to the outlying areas to let them know what we'd have down here. I think that we kind of consider ourselves a hidden jewel of the Monterey County, because really there's not a lot of knowledge about us, and we've been here since the early 80s. So we have quite a history here. It's just now time to start letting people know about it.
I think you hit it on the head, because I'm a travel journalist specializing in the California Central Coast, and I discovered this place by accident. It was just out of pure curiosity that I thought, what is that place? And I drove in. Mm-hmm. It truly is a best-kept secret of the Salinas Valley.
I think so. And I hear that story quite a bit, even from the people that live here just right across the wall from us. We have a lot of people that say, oh, I've never been there. We recently had an exhibit called The Bittersweet Harvest, the Bracero Program. It visited from the Smithsonian.
Nice.
And one of the...
And that was right here at San Lorenzo Park.
It was. It was here. It was right here for 8 weeks. It was a fabulous exhibit. We had such great feedback. And we had a couple visit us. It was a brother and two sisters. And she had lived here for 70 years, she said, and had never come here. Had used the park, has been to events here at the park, but has never been to the museum. And they ended up spending a couple hours here, just were amazed at what there was. We hear all the time, I can't believe how wonderful this place is. And so I think that once you've been here, you know what you found, but you have to find it first. We do a storytelling program where we have kids come in and we read to them, do a craft with them, trying to instill the love of reading, because it's kind of one of those things that with computers and TV, people don't read as much. And so we really wanted to help out with that. We also do a Christmas holiday open house where we provide crafts and movies and stuff for the children. It's free of charge. We've done a cookie where we give cookies to the 400 Liggett troops. So there's a lot that we're trying to do for the community.
I guess the key question is, for further information,
you can call us at 831-385-8020, or our website is mcarlm.org, or you can find us on Facebook.
I'm Tom Wilmer. We've been visiting with Jessica Potts, the executive director at the Monterey County Agricultural and Rural Life Museum in King City, California, at the San Lorenzo County Park.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Coming chanting and the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and